Paragraph 3 reads, "The Julian calendar quickly became the standard calendar throughout Europe. However, from its very inception, scholars realized that the calendar had a serious flaw. An actual solar year is really 365.2425 days long, slightly shorter than the year represented by Caesar's calendar. Without an eventual fix, the seasons would gradually drift over the centuries, with springs and autumns appearing later and later into the year. Created by the Catholic Church in the 1500s under Pope Gregory XIII, the Gregorian calendar slightly reduces the frequency of leap years. Under the new calendar, most years divisible by 100 no longer contain leap days, with the only exceptions being years that are also divisible by 400.
So the Julian calendar quickly became the standard calendar that was used throughout Europe. However, from its inception, so from its very start, scholars realized that the calendar had a big issue, it had a big flaw. So an actual solar year is actually 365.2425 days long. So this is just slightly shorter than the year that is represented by Caesar's calendar. So without kind of having an eventual fix, without fixing this issue, the seasons would gradually drift over the centuries. So drifting is just a continuous slow movement. So it'd slowly change over the centuries, with springs and autumns eventually appearing later and later in the year. So the seasons as people traditionally knew them would change unless they fixed this.
So the Catholic Church created a new version of the calendar under Pope Gregory XIII in the 1500s, and of course now it's called the Gregorian calendar, which reduces the frequency of leap years to make the year actually slightly shorter on average to match the actual length of a solar year. So under this new calendar, it's exactly the same. Years that are divisible by 4 are leap years, except for years that are divisible by 100. In other words, years that end with 0, 0, which were not leap day or leap years anymore. The exception is if the year was also divisible by 400, so for example, the year 2000, or the year 2400, year 2800, etc., these continued to be leap years. And if you do the math, you find that the average length of a year is just about 365.2425 days, exactly the length, or very, very, very close to the length of an actual solar year. Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. Thank you for listening. Join us next time for the second half of our discussion, but first, go back and do some review.